Here's old mate Hooch, hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners. Or the one listener, I'm not sure. Mum's out there. G'day, Mum. Maybe she's probably dumping as well.
I just played After the Rain by the Angels, fairly appropriate because the weather's cleared. We've got a nice weekend coming up weather-wise.
Oh, you beauty. I'm pretty happy to hear about that because we're going away and the weather will be crucial. If it comes to us and plays to our hand, we'll have a good trip. We're going down the west for crayfish opening.
All right, so that starts Saturday, yeah, season?
Yes, Saturday. She's on and also Stripey Trumpeter. So there's a few seasons opening. Of course, Squid is back open on the coast as of this month. So, yeah, there's a bit happening. It's good, and hopefully the weather will continue to improve.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll do the weather while we're at it. So fine today, fine Saturday, fine Sunday. Pick of the day is probably Saturday. Should be sunny all day with light winds and tides. So we've got a high tide just after 8 this morning. Saturday's high at 9 in the morning. Sunday's high at about 10 in the morning. All about 3.2 metres, so pretty good there. Now, with all of this rain that we've had, it's really flushed out the river, so how does that affect the fish?
Well, it flushes out the rivers and it can change them quite dramatically. So if you're an angler out there that's been fishing a river for years or an upper estuary, some of that water has changed the actual physical nature of the river. So it'll take some learning. Some people find that disappointing, but I find it a bit of a challenge to relearn where those fish are going to sit and relearn where those little pockets of slower water are that they're going to sit and feed. So that's what they get up to there. But I've also noticed in the rivers, I've had a little bit of a look, and I actually had a bit of a fish myself, the amount of topsoil in the rivers at the minute, or was in the rivers the other day, earlier in the week, you could actually see it. You could see the particles of topsoil in the water, and that makes it very difficult to catch a fish with a lure or something like that because, you know, by and large, the fish needs to see the lure to get excited about eating it. And it's a bit like us trying to find something when it's we're in the middle of a paddock with no moon. It's hard work. So, yeah, as soon as that water clears up, I think it'll be back to normal.
All right. So where did you go? Leven, Forth, whereabouts?
We punched out of the Leven River, and it was basically just to test all the systems on the boat. So
you went out. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant you went river fishing. You went offshore.
No, yeah, we went. A little way offshore. We just basically went to test our systems and bits and pieces and all the electrics and stuff on our boat. Like it's been 3 months since we worked out maybe closer to 4 months since we've been in that boat fishing, which is unheard of, but we've just all been busy, and with the weather, it's been a bit hard work to get out. So we just thought, you know, we better go and actually literally wash the dust off her, and went for a little run, but we went down past Degree C on the squid grounds there and had a little bit of a squid fish, but the water was so dirty, it was hard work. We managed one squid, but it wasn't really about the squid fishing, it was just about going for a run, and we had the rods on board, so we thought we might as well have a little bit of dabble, but we managed to catch a nice squid. So he was a nice size. He wasn't big, but he was a perfect size to try and put on our bait for when we go down the west and turn him into a big stripy trumpeter.
Yeah. I reckon a lot of people will be trying to catch some trout this weekend.
Yes, and it's very, very good to see that the lakes are fishing quite well, and so too are the rivers. Like I mentioned the other day, Jake Howe, he caught a very nice sea run trout out of the Forth River, and he persisted for a few days and he's a young fella, and it was good to see him persist, and he caught an absolute stonker sea run trout out of the Forth. So the Leven and even the Inglis will be fishing well. And I often have a look at some mates' exploits, and they're very, very good at what they do. And they've been catching some awesome, awesome fish down the west coast. Wow, those the pieman, the mouth of the Arthurs, they're really fishing quite well for some monster fish. Where else did I see that was fishing? Oh, of course, well, I mentioned Lake Crescent and also Lake Leake. I just think that extra water in it, all the lakes has really made the fish quite active and feeding on some really, really good, food. Because what happens when those lake levels rise, it takes a lot of insects and things by surprise,
mm.
and they get flooded, and they're just in there gorging themselves on those insects that have not got no other way of the rising water in time.
Well, who wouldn't? All right. Now, last week you mentioned something about a fishing comp coming up at Port Sorell.
Yes, it is, and I've forgotten the dates, but if they look at the Facebook page, I think it's Real Fishing Club or something. It's going to be an absolute. It's not just a fishing competition either. It's an event. It's a 2-day event out there at Port Sorell.
Okay.
Now, what I can say, if anyone's interested, to jump into Seamaster Marine, they've got flyers, and if they're interested in going in the competition, or even interested just going out to enjoy the festivities on the land, they've got a lot of stalls, and the industry is supporting it nicely. But I also noticed that. They're using a bit of tech, and they're going to stream or show live what's going on out on the water during the day's competition. There must be a tent somewhere set up there in the carnival festival area with a TV, and that's pretty cool to be able to stand there and watch what's going on. And they're going to switch from a few of the more prominent anglers, and that's pretty cool. I like that idea.
I've just brought it up on the website here. It's the Real Keen Fishing Club, so check out Real Keen, and that's Keen, K-E-E-N, and Real, R-E-E-L, Real Keen Fishing Club, Port Sorell, November 19 and 20. There you go.
Yes, that's it. I thought it was, but I wasn't confident. But, yeah, that's good. And it's going to be, like I say, if you're even not that interested in the competition, but if you think you might want to go in it next year, by all means go along to the 2-day event, because they're putting enough effort in to make it entertaining for all. So there'll be, I believe, face painting and all sorts of good.
They've got live music. They've got a whole stack of entertainment lined up, apart from actually getting in the water and trying to catch fish. So very good.
Yeah, and good on them. Good on them. I think it's fabulous to do an event like that. And, of course, we'll talk a bit more about it later, but my Party Piscatorial Theatre event is
Sorry,
live
what?
And online.
Sorry, you're what?
Party Piscatorial. Haven't I mentioned that before?
No. I think I'd remember if you did.
Oh, my lordy. Party Piscatorial is an idea that I and myself and my dear friend Mozza, who passed away, had, and we spitballed it for a couple of years, and we never actually got to do it because he passed away. And I sort of went within my shell a little bit about it, and then here a few months ago, I thought, you know what, I'm going to put it on in his honour and have a crack. And it's basically a fishing forum, but with a difference. It's held in a theatre, and there's going to be lots of giveaways, and it's going to be something different. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for people that, you know, you don't even necessarily have to have a keen fisherman, but it obviously helps. But I hope it's going to be entertaining in its own right. So, for all means, all intents and purposes, we'll talk a bit more about it next week. But it's Party Piscatorial, and it's got its own Facebook page, and tickets are on sale now, and it's on January the 12th. So it's a good Christmas present idea for those that are in your family that love to fish.
Right. We haven't talked flathead for ages. Heard anything?
No, and I think it's because the weather's been so ordinary.
And yeah.
I mean, and Howie and I were saying, it's normally we've had 2 weeks of really nice weather. So after work, you go out for a flathead fish, or on a weekend, you'll have a nice calm weekend. So you'll go out for a flathead fish. It's basically the bread and butter of the North West Coast. But just with the amount of fresh water that's about, the fish sort of get a little bit lazy. I haven't heard anything. And even this time of year, we've been traditionally normally go out and we'll try after work to catch a few snapper, and you get a few decent big flathead fishing when you're trying to catch the snapper on the soft plastics, and yeah, just in the weather. So hopefully the next few weeks we'll have some exciting news about some flathead and some snapper.
Yeah, all right, mate. Enjoy your weekend hunting for crayfish. Whereabouts are you going on the West Coast?
We're going to go and stay in a little sort of shanty in Strawn, and we're going to come out of Strawn, and then as we'll look at the weather, because the wind is very good, but the swell doesn't seem to be laying down as much as what we'd hoped, but I think we'll get out and have a pretty good fish on the Sunday and possibly the Monday, but Saturday we'll probably mind our P's and Q's and drop our pots in nice and close there somewhere.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the next morning on Sunday we'll pull them for a few crays, and we'll head out and we'll do a stripy trumpeter fish on the Sunday, Monday.
Happy days. All right, enjoy that. Any social media websites you want to plug?
Well, why don't we plug the party piscatorial? If you put in party piscatorial...
I don't even know how to spell piscatorial.
Neither do I. Wow, who knows how to spell that? But it's definitely there somewhere. It's a scientific word for fish. I thought I'd be clever and call it party piscatorial because it's going to be a party. It's going to be good fun. There's going to be lots of giveaways. There's a big prize, so the prize is going to be worth... I don't know how much it'll be worth yet. It's still building, but it's going to be worth a fair bit of money. So it's not only an event to come and enjoy and have a laugh and a giggle and learn a bit about the basics of fishing and sea fishing. It's going to be good fun because you're going to walk away with a big bag of prizes and hopefully a big prize.
All right. More on that next week. Thanks a lot, mate. Enjoy your weekend.
No worries at all. See you all later.